Hi, thanks for listening to this recording. This exercise will help with anxious thoughts and comes from the book by Richard Sears called Act with Anxiety. Thought Trains Exercise. Our brains can be very busy places, sometimes busier than Grand Central Station. Trains of thought can carry us off to all sorts of far-off locations. Sometimes the brain's ability to go off to strange places can be a good thing. It's called creativity. But if you have anxiety, your mind likely goes off to far-off places that are not helpful. For example, I saw a news story, says the writer, that 22 people had been killed in a severe tornado. Since my family recently moved into a home with no basement, it reminded me that I need to think about a severe weather safety plan. But if I was feeling overly anxious about it, those thoughts could have gone into far-off destinations, where one thought would lead to another, like a runaway train. If you have a lot of anxiety, even thoughts that start off in Happy Town can easily end up in Anxietyville. It's such a nice day today. But what if it doesn't last? But what if the weather forecast is wrong? They certainly are wrong a lot. What if it gets windy or stormy? I'm still not prepared for that tornado. If my house gets blown away, what if I never recover from that? What if I'm so distraught I lose my job and become penniless and homeless? The What If Railroads definitely provides regular nonstop service to Anxietyville. Even a thought like, it's such a nice day today, can take you to worrying about being penniless and homeless in no time. When you are on one of these anxiety thought trains, you may metaphorically feel shaken up and jostled around. But if you view the trains from above, you can peacefully watch them go down the tracks. Likewise, when you are lost in your anxious thoughts, you feel the anxiety intensely. But when you can step back and just see your thoughts as thoughts and don't confuse them with the reality they are trying to represent, the struggle connected with those thoughts begins to drop away. You may not be able to stop these trains, but you can learn not to let them take you for a ride. You don't have to stay on the trains. You can learn to step off and watch them go by. Instead of worrying all day, you can consciously choose if, when, and how you want to think about a real problem, like a weather safety plan. You will likely find that more anxiety trains keep coming along, but you don't have to jump on board any of those either. When first learning the skill, it's best to practice it in a quiet place. As you get better at doing this, you can do it any time throughout your day. And you'll be able to notice when your mind goes off to irrelevant places more often. The concept is very simple. Notice when you are being pulled away by a thought train, and then rise above it. Of course, simple doesn't necessarily mean easy, so it does take practice. So now find a peaceful place to sit or lie down. Close your eyes. Or you can just shade them, keep them slightly open. Take a few breaths and let yourself settle into a comfortable position. Begin to notice any thoughts that are going on in your mind in this moment. Some thoughts may be obvious, may be loud. Other thoughts may be barely noticeable. Sometimes you might be aware. Sometimes you may not be aware of any thoughts at all. As you do notice thoughts, imagine them as trains. When you are lost in a thought, it's going to feel like you are on the train. When you notice yourself being swept away, carried away, imagine you can rise up above the train and view it from the sky. See if you can just watch the trains of thought going by. When you find yourself inside a thought, like, I'm just never going to stop being anxious, see if you can rise above it and just notice. Ah, there goes the thought, I'm just never going to stop being anxious. And then let it roll on down the tracks. Now, you don't necessarily need words to describe the thought. Just practice having the experience of stepping back from the thoughts. Again, when you are on a thought train, you may not realize it at first. One thought leads to the other, then to another, and so on. The point is just to practice noticing when that happens. Even if you have already been taken a few miles down the track, notice when you've been taken for a ride. Imagine that you can rise above the trains. Just picture yourself up in the sky, watching the train go, letting it go wherever it wants to go. Just noticing that the thought train is separate from you. The thought doing what it does, and you simply observing. Sooner or later, you are likely to get pulled back into that thought train again, or perhaps onto another one. Whenever you notice yourself caught up in and carried away by your thoughts, practice rising back up again. Eventually, you may be able to notice multiple thought trains chugging along at the same time. Sometimes their tracks may even cross. You may find yourself automatically wanting to argue with the thoughts or get rid of them. Certainly, some are very unpleasant. While there are times you may need to think about certain things for this exercise, it's important to keep an attitude of curiosity and even a gentle humor towards the thoughts. See if you can let go of the struggle, any struggles or attempts to control or stop the thoughts. After all, it's a train. Trying to stop a freight train is only going to wear you out. It's much easier to get off and observe it. And with practice, you may even be able to drop the train metaphor and just notice your thoughts as they are. You will be able to choose when and if you want to go off with them, or if you just want to step back and observe them as they are, Even practicing this exercise a few minutes a day can help you shift how you relate to your thoughts. When you do need to problem solve real life issues, you will do so much more effectively when your mind is not automatically pulled in a dozen different directions.